wrote back saying, you know, oh, well, now you tell me. Well, I didn't know to tell him in the first place. It was funny. So he could have gotten that badge. But he says he's walking every day now, too, because of his medical issues that he's had in the past. He's getting trying to get better and better. And I think he is. He's doing very well right now. Anyway, so that was on Saturday. But I know I did other things on Saturday. Did I go somewhere on Saturday? I can't think. And now I do sound like Big Fatty. I can't remember what I did on the weekend. And it was just yesterday. Anyway, so that brings us to today, Sunday. Well, today I went on one of my famous bird walks.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty. Online.
I can't think. And now I do sound like Big Fatty. I can't remember what I did on the weekend. And it was just yesterday.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2480 of the BFO for Monday, the 31st of July, 2017. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all got an update on the cruise, and we're going to tell you all about the weekend. Yes, Big Freddy, if you can remember.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B in the singing of the Bulgarian National Anthem.
We are loyal to Bulgaria, vulture of the West. And we toil for Bulgaria, feathering her nest. The soil of Bulgaria through all the world is known. From her heights to her dairy area, Bulgaria stands alone.
Hello, Overers. Big Fanny, hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you are Overers today because y'all, the summer is all but over. All but over, I tell you. And, I mean, y'all, I just can't believe it. 5 months from today is New Year's Eve. I mean, whoa, Big Fatty. Y'all, I say it every month. Yes, Big Fatty, it's content. Y'all, it's zooming. It's just zooming by. Yes, Big Fatty, you know what else is zooming by?
Only 31 more days until Big Fatty goes on a cruise of a lifetime with Durwood, Big Nick, and Granny.
Trademark Vera Charles.
See, y'all, I can't believe that we are a month away from the big cruise of a lifetime. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, speaking of that, I'll tell you a little story about the cruise of a lifetime. It happened at the bar on Saturday night. We were talking about how that there were going to be, we'll be experiencing 6 different languages on this cruise. We'll have English, we'll have Dutch, we'll have French, we'll have Spanish, we'll have Portuguese, and then, of course, the most difficult of all the languages is Granny-ese. B? Hey, what? You'll never figure that one out. It's true. y'all, hadn't talked to you since Thursday evening when I recorded the full right little show. y'all, I can't recall. Big Fatty, you sound like Archer. Well, it's true. I don't really recall. Y'all, did I tell you about the one of my this may have been on Thursday night, or Friday night even. It was one of the two anyway. One of my semi-regular gentleman callers, you know, he's known for sending me a message, "Hey, Big Freddy, what you doing?" And usually I'm out of town. So I sent him a message and said, "Hey, it's Big Freddy. Are you free this weekend?" And he goes, "Yes." So y'all, and then it was like, you know, a little textimonium here, and then we go a few minutes, and then another textimonium, then we go a few minutes. Y'all, I ended up falling asleep. So there was no there was no inappropriate touching at all. Oh, y'all, that's some Gouda cheese. Yes, Big Freddy, we know you love the Gouda cheese. Y'all, Thursday night, watch the Big Brother, and y'all, it was a good episode. They got rid of spoiler alert for the turnip head. They got rid of a little Ramses. Big Freddy, isn't that the name of a raincoat? A raincoat for your junk? Well, I think that there may have been a manufacturer or something. But he almost cried when he had to go talk to Julie. Big Freddy. But y'all, it's interesting. It's very interesting because y'all, there's lies and deceit, Big Freddy, in the old Big Brother house, y'all went to the coal mine on first of all, Thursday night, it didn't sleep worth a tinka's damn, not worth a tinka's damn. And I blame Whitman Tinka for this, and he knows it. Got up for right day morning, y'all. I hadn't slept well, and part of it is I've still got this congestion and everything. And so, y'all, I got up and I went into the coal mine and. And I stayed till y'all. I stayed till about 12:30 p.m. in the afternoon. And y'all, I just told him. I said, I just don't feel good. And I took half a day of sick leave, and I came home and I just crawled into the love chamber. I just getting some rest, and I took some more of that Mucinex. Y'all, I've decided Mucinex, and Larry Clyde said this all along. Mucinex has got to be one of the best things ever. Ever, I say. And I probably ought to, yes, Big Freddy, ought to go take one right now. I should. Slept the afternoon away, and y'all, then we were expecting rain showers on Friday and Saturday, and we did get some. And let's see. I got up anyway. Started feeling better and had me some supper. And y'all, I've emptied out my TiVo. Big Freddy, is that like emptying out your colon? It has nothing to do with emptying out my colon, but regardless, it's empty. Y'all, I've started that new show that they're doing this summer. You know, they do a little summer series, and one this year is called Salvation, and it's about a meteor heading towards planet Earth. It's gonna kill everybody. And so I had saved up about three episodes of that. I've watched them this weekend. Y'all, it's not bad. It's enough for me to continue to watch. Well, Big Freddy, there's nothing else on. Well, that's probably true, too. Oh, the bacon show's on. And, y'all, it was good this week. Y'all got up Saturday morning, and it was threatening rain and all. But, y'all, I got up early, and I went, and I got my oil changed in the ruby red. Because, you know, I get the complimentary oil changes for 5 years. So I did that and had my tires rotated. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. And because, you know, y'all, I'm going over to Atlanta for my celebration of exiting the birth canal, leaving the plan is to leave on Dr. Stone's birthday on the 9th and drive to the Hara Hotel. And then get up that next morning and on Brian Gregory, for, you know, one of the game night gals, on his celebration of exiting the birth canal, and drive on into Hatland, and then I'll stay there. And then I'll come back. I'll come back to the villa on the old gals and Myron's anniversarium on the 13th. So, y'all... It's, you know, and it was time. I'd driven 5,000 miles in the car since I got it in January. And anyway, got that done. And I came back here to the villa. And y'all, I think I just piddled around. If I did anything worthy, I don't know what it was. But anyway, y'all... rain off and on, some heavy thunderstorms at one time. Y'all, then on Saturday night, by the way, the semi-regular gentleman caller, we must have been testimonying on Friday night, because I know I didn't, I slept fine, because I fell asleep while I was testimonying him. But anyway, Saturday night, came in, I had my supper, what did I fix for supper? Oh, I had some sort of chicken bazooms or whatever, and some of those, vegetables, the antioxidant, green, giant vegetables. Yeah, it was good. And then I came back, in here to the studio, and y'all, I was going to listen to that, the Underpants show. You know, they're doing the summer, they're filling in for the summer for Gavin and Jim Stick It With a Poke. And y'all came in here, and y'all, for the first 20 minutes, silence. Nothing but silence. And y'all, I could tell that the turnip head, he was mad as a snake. Mad as a snake, I tell you. And but y'all, there's good crowd in the chat room. We kept ourselves entertained, and it finally started up. And anyway, at they stopped about 5 minutes to 8 p.m. in the evening. And I know what else I did on Thursday. Y'all, I got my hairs cut. And but anyway, Benny, do you need a bucket? They stopped to go fix a cocktail. So y'all, I went and I got my share, and y'all, there was some sort of special hoot nanny at the bar. There was some sort of contest. There was I don't know exactly what it was, but it was a contest for the leather boy and for the leather puppy, and y'all, they had one contestant for each. And and I think they had like 8 or 9 judges. It took longer to introduce the judges than it did to do the contest, almost. But y'all, there were lots of people in there, and I didn't really think about people being all decked out in the leather and all that kind of stuff. And y'all, I wore my kilt and my Nasty Pig mesh shirt, my new one that I just bought. But y'all, before I went to the bar, I went by and saw Miss Kitty. And Miss Kitty did the head shave on the side of my head. And so I was all freshly shorn. Benny, that sounds vulgar. And anyway, Granny Durwood. Y'all, Durwood this weekend, you know, he had that pull-along mobile mansion that he took it over to the campground at the Hara Hotel. Finally got it over there. He's been paying on an empty lot for almost a year, because it became available, and he got him a pull-along mobile mansion, and finally got it over there. And he wasn't out on Saturday night. And so it was just me and Granny and Big Dick. And y'all, there was a lot of people in there, though. But it was, and y'all, they were having the contest. They were having the contest up on the stage, and we were just poking fun like we always do there at the bar. And, you know, we were poking fun at Granny and all, and he went, "Shut up!" and just yelled it as loud as he could. And then he realized, oh my God, they're having a contest. And he thought that they were, he thought that they would think that he was yelling at them to shut up. But y'all, we all got a big kerfuffle off of that. And y'all came home, slept like a baby. Yes, Big Freddy, you need to wash those sheets. I probably do. And y'all, I have just spent the day. Y'all, there was a cool front. That's when, while we had all the storms and everything, y'all, there was a cool front move through the air. And y'all got up Sunday morning, and it was absolutely delightful outside. I mean, it was the humidity is down. Now you would think that with the humidity down and it being nice and cool and all, that I'd be out taking a nipple walk, but I haven't. I'm saving myself. Saturday afternoon, watched my TV machine, emptied out my TiVo. Y'all, I had me some cone beef hash Sunday morning for my brufkas. And y'all, I've taken out some chicken bazooms. I'm going to bake those for my supper. And I'm thinking about going over to the Sam's Club and get me one of those rotisserie chickens. Because, y'all, you know I love the rotisserie chickens. and see if there's anything else over there that I can't live without. Big Fatty. And let's see. Y'all, I think I don't have any notes here. Big Fatty. I think that pretty much was the weekend. Yes, Big Freddy! Yes, Big Freddy! Big Freddy, there's something in my throat, too. Yes, Big Freddy!
Let's into the BFO Accomplishment Desk.
Y'all, over the weekend, Big Fatty hit level 2,000 on the Candy Crush. Yes, Big Fatty! Yeah, I guess y'all, I know that for some of you, you're just rolling your eyes. Big Fatty, that includes me. But, y'all, that's an accomplishment. Big Fatty, it really shows a lot. It does. But anyway, y'all had a text, not a testimonium. Was it a testimonium? No, it was a. Oh, dear, I see y'all. My Northeast straight boyfriend evidently has been on holiday up in the Bangor, Maine, and y'all, he was showing me pictures of where he banged her. Big Fatty, that's vulgar! Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Hopefully this week will be good for you, and yes, Big Fatty, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Archer from over there at Archer Radio. And Archer, what's your favorite part of listening to Big Fatty's Monday little shows?
I can't think. Now I do sound like Big Fatty. I can't remember what I did on the weekend, and it was just yesterday.
Oh, Big Fatty, it's almost as if you're both old as hell.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.